Hello and welcome to the UN's Guide Access Survey 2025, supported by the Motability Scheme. This is the audio version of our annual Access Survey, designed so that you can listen, pause, and take part in the way that suits you best. Every year, disabled people and those closest to them share their experiences of accessibility across the UK through this survey. Your voice really matters, and the information you share helps us campaign for better access everywhere. This year's survey takes around 25 minutes to complete. Most questions are multiple choice, and you can skip any that don't apply to you. In this audio version, we'll guide you through each section, from disabled access and transport to accessible toilets, changing places, and the extra time factor. We'll also ask a few questions about you, UN's Guide, and our partners at Motability Operations. Thank you for taking part in the 2025 UN's Guide Access Survey. By sharing your experiences, you're helping make the world more accessible for everyone. Let's begin the survey. Take your time as you listen. You can pause between each question or section if you need to. If you're using this audio or a printed version, please make notes of your answers as you go. When you're finished, send your responses to us by either email hello@uansguide.com, post Free Post UN's Guide. That's Free Post UN's Guide. No stamp required. We'll start with Section 1, Introduction. Section 1, Introduction. To help us provide you with the most relevant questions, please tell us who you're completing this survey as. You can choose from the following options: a disabled person, a family member or friend of a disabled person, an unpaid or family carer, a carer or personal assistant, a person of retirement age, a teacher, social worker, or healthcare professional, or someone else, please specify. Section 2, Information on Disabled Access. Next, we'd like to ask about finding information on disabled access. Before you visit a new place or destination, how easy is it to find the access information you need to plan your visit? Your options are easy, neither easy nor difficult, difficult or not sure. And while you're out and about, how easy is it to find disabled access information? Again, the options are easy, neither easy nor difficult, difficult, or not sure. If you can't find access information about a venue, what do you usually do? You can choose all that apply: avoid going because you assume it's inaccessible, phone or email the venue to check accessibility, check UN's Guide to see if it's been reviewed, or take a chance and go anyway. Section 3, Experience of Disabled Access. Now, thinking about accessibility overall, how confident are you about visiting new places? Your options are confident, neither confident nor unconfident, or unconfident. Have you ever experienced a disappointing trip or had to change your plans because of poor accessibility? Your options are yes or no. What barriers to access do you commonly encounter when out and about? You may choose all that apply, including difficulty getting into or around venues, not being able to participate in activities, environments that are too loud, bright, or overstimulating, unexpected issues with facilities or equipment, lack of accessible toilets or appropriate formats such as BSL or Braille, staff issues or poor attitudes, limited parking or transport options, or any other barriers you'd like to specify. Do you feel a lack of disabled access has directly affected your goals, plans, or aspirations? Your options are yes or no. Has a lack of access ever had a negative impact on your life? For example, on travel, education, work, leisure, healthcare, or your independence or well-being? Please select all that apply. In the past year, do you feel there has been any change in overall access for disabled people in the UK? Your options are access has improved, access has stayed the same, access has got worse, or I'm unsure. Finally, for this section, is there anything else you'd like to share about how disabled access has affected your experiences? Please provide your answer in your own words. Section 4, Sharing Information About Your Disabled Access Experiences. How likely are you to share your experiences of disabled access with others? Your options are very likely, moderately likely, neither likely nor unlikely, moderately unlikely, or very unlikely. When somewhere has good accessibility, what do you usually do? You can select all that apply. Tell the venue, tell others about it, make a return visit, review it on Yuan's Guide, share it on social media, or none of the above. When somewhere has bad accessibility, what do you usually do? You can select all that apply. Tell the venue, tell others about it, review it on Yuan's Guide, share it on social media, or none of the above. Section 5. Accessible toilets. Are you or is someone you know an accessible toilet user? Your options are yes or no. Skip to the next section. Have you ever come across an accessible toilet that you were unable to use? Your options are yes, no, or cannot remember. What are the most common problems you encounter with accessible toilets? Please select all that apply, such as not enough space, poor layout or obstacles blocking transfer space, too many things in the way, making it difficult to maneuver, toilets being dirty or locked, missing or incorrect equipment, confusing signage, lack of visual contrast or tactile guidance, red emergency cords tied up or missing, no changing places toilets available, out of order facilities, needing a RADAR key, delays in gaining access, or any other issues you'd like to specify. Have you ever avoided going somewhere because you knew it did not have an accessible toilet? Your options are yes, no, or not sure. Have you ever visited somewhere and had to leave early because the accessible toilet was not as accessible as you needed? Your options are yes or no. Have you ever had to use an emergency cord to call for help? Your options are yes or no. How often do you see a red emergency cord that is potentially dangerous in an accessible toilet? This could include not having a cord, or having one that is too short, tied up, or out of reach from the floor. Your options are most days, once a week, once a month, once a year, or never. Have you ever found any of the following in an accessible toilet? Please select all that apply: chairs, tables, or boxes, cleaning equipment such as mops or buckets, people sleeping or living inside, overflowing bins or rubbish, inappropriate waste such as needles or bodily fluids, bikes or scooters, washing appliances, animals, kitchen items like a fridge or food, office furniture or computer equipment, or any other unexpected items. Section 7. Changing places toilets. Are you or a member of your family or group a changing places toilet user? Your options are yes or no. Skip to the next section. Do you find changing places toilets easy to find? Your options are yes or no. Do you find changing places toilets easy to access and get into? Your options are yes or no. Do you find the equipment within changing places toilets is ready to use and working? Your options are yes or no. Have you ever avoided going somewhere because you knew it did not have a changing places toilet? Your options are yes, no, or not sure. Please tell us about any positive or negative experiences you have had with accessible toilets or changing places toilets. Please give your answer in your own words. Section 14, website and usage. We'd like to ask about how you use Yuan's Guide. I use yuansguide.com. Please select all that apply: on my desktop or laptop computer, on my tablet such as an iPad, on my phone, with assistive hardware technology, with assistive software technology, or other, please specify. Would you use a Yuan's Guide app on a mobile device to find disabled access information? Your options are yes or no. Do you use Yuan's Guide before going out to plan or carry out a journey? Your options are yes or no. Have you ever visited somewhere new after reading a review on Yuan's Guide? Your options are yes or no. Do you visit more places because of Yuan's Guide? Your options are yes or no. Do you use Yuan's Guide when you're already out and about to find places near you at the time? Your options are yes or no. What types of places interest you on Yuan's Guide? Please select all that apply. For example, attractions, museums and art galleries, cinemas and theatres, places to stay, places to eat, places to drink, nightclubs, events or festivals, shops, toilets, offices, parks and open spaces, sport and leisure, transport, everyday essentials like supermarkets or post offices, or other, please specify. To what extent do you agree with the following statements? For each one, choose agree, neither agree nor disagree, or disagree. Yuan's Guide gives me access to a trusted source of disabled access information. Yuan's Guide gives me greater choice of accessible places to go and things to do. Yuan's Guide gives me more confidence to visit new places or try new things. When making journeys, Yuan's Guide improves my confidence. Yuan's Guide helps me find accessible toilets. Yuan's Guide gives me a place to share my experiences of disabled access. Using Yuan's Guide makes me feel more connected to others with similar experiences. Yuan's Guide helps me access more social activities. Yuan's Guide helps me access more training or education opportunities. Yuan's Guide helps me access more work opportunities. I have more awareness of the challenges disabled people experience because of Yuan's Guide. Yuan's Guide improves my general well-being. Section 16, the Motability Scheme. Are you aware of the Motability Scheme? Your options are, yes, I'm on the scheme. Yes, I've heard about it, but I'm not on the scheme right now. Or no, I've never heard about the scheme. In which of these ways have you seen, heard, or read anything about the scheme over the past few months? Please select all that apply, for example, a poster or leaflet in a GP surgery, an advert on TV, online, radio, or social media, a poster or billboard outside, an advert in a magazine or newspaper, a letter or communication from the Department for Work and Pensions, at a car dealership, in an article or advertorial, at Motability Live, previously the big event, don't know or can't remember, I haven't seen or heard any advertising, or other, please specify. Do you currently lease a vehicle on the Motability Scheme? Your options are, yes, I lease a car, yes, I lease an electric car, yes, I lease an adapted car, yes, I lease a scooter, yes, I lease a powered wheelchair, yes, I lease a wheelchair accessible vehicle, or WAV. No, I am not on the scheme right now, but I have been before. Or no, I am not on the scheme. If you are on the scheme, how important is it in helping you enjoy accessible days out? Choose one. Not very important, not important. Neither important nor unimportant. Important or very important. How important is the scheme in helping you make unplanned journeys? Choose one. Not very important, not important. Neither important nor unimportant. Important or very important. Is there anything else you'd like to share about the Motability Scheme? Please give your answer in your own words. Section 17, about you. Where do you live? Choose one. England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, or other. Please specify. What is the first half of your postcode? Please say your answer in your own words. When you're out and about, most of the time you are. Please select all that apply. With friends or family, with an unpaid or family carer, with a carer or PA, by myself, with a club or group, or other, please specify. Which age group are you in? Choose one, 16 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 to 74, or 65 plus. Do you use or have experience of any of the following? Please select all that apply, for example, wheelchair, power chair, mobility scooter, walking aid, cymbal cane, long cane, assistance dog for visual impairment, assistance dog for other needs, sign language, hearing aid or cochlear implant, AAC, hidden impairment, speech impairment, PMLD, autism, blue badge, dementia, learning disability, changing places toilet, or other, please specify. Do you use any assistive technology to use the internet? For example, speech input or output, screen magnification, a screen reader, an alternative keyboard, or eye tracking. Choose one. Yes, I use assistive technology. No, I do not use it. Or I'm not sure or prefer not to say. What is your ethnic group? Please choose one option that best describes you, or select prefer not to say, or other, please specify. Which of the following best describes your gender? Choose one, male, female, non-binary, prefer not to say, or prefer to self-describe. Which of the following best describes your sexual orientation? Choose one, straight or heterosexual, gay or lesbian, bi or bisexual, prefer not to say, or prefer to self-describe. I would like to, please select all that apply. Be entered into the Amazon voucher draw. Receive a copy of the survey results. Receive information from Yuan's Guide. receive information about the Motability scheme, or none of the above, please enter your email address. Leaving an email address is optional, but without it, we won't be able to enter you into the prize draw. Please state your email address clearly. Thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate your contribution. If you have any questions about completing this survey, please email hello@ewansguide.com. If you're returning responses by post, please use Freepost Ewan's Guide.